So many moments during my day, I employ breath as a means to calm down, to focus more carefully, to move past the moment of intense pain, or simply to center myself. Breath. Even the word calms me. Breath is sacred. Breath is inside of us, ready to help us to focus, to calm, to center. For me, it's a natural painkiller. All we need to do is set our intention. Commit to the breath. Commit to the healing that comes from allowing breath to truly move within us and change us in that moment. Breathe into that part that is causing difficulties. Listen to that part without judgment, without coming up with ways to fix it. Simply noticing what is there to be noticed. COVID makes breath feel even more important. As a respiratory disease, COVID threatens our breath. It holds our breath back. It stunts our breath. Instead of breathing deeply, I find myself taking shallow breaths when I'm outside the safety of my home. I find breathing deeply a bit scary right now. It is something I reserve for my space. It is important that I feel safe in order to breathe deeply, in order to breathe, to heal me in that moment. And that is when I realized how much privilege I have. My privilege is that I have moments where I believe I am safe. For me, feeling safe is critical for doing this tough mental work. So I can't help but wonder, what if I never felt safe? Without the safety of my privilege, I could never take those sacred, healing breaths that allow me to relax into any deep space, to sit with whatever comes up, and to not judge myself for it. I hope you are in a safe space right now where you can focus for just a moment. All other distractions forgotten or set aside. If you feel safe doing so, close your eyes. We're going to breathe together. Get into a comfortable position. You can be standing, sitting, or even lying down. It is just important that you are comfortable and feel as safe as you can. Here is the timing. Inhale slowly through your nose for 5 seconds. You're going to hold that pause for 1 second. And then exhale slowly through your mouth for 5 seconds. When you're exhaling, you're going to do it like you're blowing through a tiny straw. Let's try that one more time. Inhale slowly for 5 seconds through your nose. Pause for 1 second and then exhale for at least 5 seconds. You can extend your exhale if you're really good at this. Let's try it with a bit of imagery. When in doubt, as Steve Seek said earlier, breathe out love. Close your eyes or keep them closed. Find a special place in your mind. It can be anywhere. The room you're currently sitting in, a place you once visited, an outdoor getaway spot. Somewhere from your childhood, maybe a cabin in the woods, or just in the woods. Could be a place you met up. It can truly be anywhere. Picture it. What does it look like? Breathe into that space in your mind and breathe out love. Really dig in. Picture that space. What does it really look like? Are there any special features? What sounds are there? Can you see any colors? Or are there any special smells wafting about? Think about everything you notice. Hold space for each thing. Remember your focused breath, breathing in for 5 through your nose, holding for one, breathing out for at least five through your mouth, through that imaginary little straw. Now notice how this space makes you feel. Keep breathing into the space. Does it make you calm, sad, sentimental, excited? Breathe in that feeling. Breathe out love. Take one more big, deep breath for that 5 seconds. Hold it for one count and breathe out for five counts. Really give yourself a cleansing breath and feel yourself relaxing naturally as you continue to breathe out love. With this practice, we can also breathe out love for someone else or even for many others. We can breathe in the pain of our neighbors. We cannot take away other people's pain, but we can honestly sit with it and work to understand it a bit better. Breathing in while holding space for something, holding that space with your breath for that full 5 seconds. You can do it longer. Five is just a number. You can do 10 seconds if you're able. You pause. You want to hold it in that pause. Maybe it's only a second. Maybe you give it 2 seconds. You're breathing out through your mouth like that, through that tiny straw. Allow us to be with this pain just for the moment. Notice what we notice about it. Maybe we feel our privilege in this bit of breathing. Maybe we feel fear or compassion. Let's try using what we have learned to breathe in the pain of our neighbors and breathe out love. As you take your deep breath in through your nose, breathe in the pain of all of our neighbors. Hold space for that pain. As you exhale your deep breath through that imaginary straw in your mouth, breathe out love.
Thank you for that practice, Cindy. I only recently learned about that song that we just heard a few moments ago by Ali Halpert, Loosen, Loosen. I was having a particularly rough week, and I confided in some of my UU minister colleagues, and several of them recommended that song to me, which has been a balm to my soul, as I hope it could be for yours. The song made me remember how during long stretches of time, last year in our adoption journey in our family, I would realize that I was literally holding my breath. When that journey finally ended and our family was able to be complete, it took months to remember how to breathe again. I'm not sure I've fully remembered, to be honest, because it wasn't long after that adoption was finalized that the COVID-19 pandemic hit our world. We are all in a collective experience of breath holding. Even though we each have very different experiences of this pandemic, some of us might even be enjoying the time to slow down and be alone. But for the most part, there's a deep sense of anxiety and worry in the air. COVID, as Cindy mentioned, is a respiratory disease, which adds to the sense that we can't fully breathe. I've caught myself holding my breath as I walk by strangers on the sidewalk, worrying about breathing out or breathing in unknown, invisible germs. Our chests are getting tighter and tighter, and that tightness is contributing not just to difficulty taking literal deep breaths, but I wonder if it's also contributing to a general sense of unrest and a tightness of heart. Breath, as Cindy noted, is the most central act of being alive. It happens thousands of times every day for each of us, whether we find it easy or hard to do well. Without breath, there would be no life. Without awareness of breath, there would be no way to slow down our nerves and our minds and return to a grounded center place. Breath holds metaphorical significance too, as it is the center of spirit and inspiration. Returning to our breath can be a deeply healing practice to loosen us, to help us let go, and to remember our place in the interdependence of our world. And at the same time, breath is a privilege. It's a privilege to have health. It's a privilege to be able to safely wear a mask and to protect others' ability to breathe, especially those who are more at risk. And it's a privilege to not have to worry about being robbed of breath by systems of violent oppression. The Black Lives Matter movement chant, "I can't breathe," has gained momentum through the deaths of Eric Garner, Javier Ambler, Manuel Ellis, Elijah McClain, and George Floyd, among others, who were killed in chokeholds by police. The act of removing the ability for someone to breathe is one of the most primitive, intimate, and gut-wrenching forms of violence. When I think about all the hard things, all the injustice and rage and pain and structural change that is needed in our world, when I think about all the illness and political maneuvering and bickering over masks or no masks, and when I think about the climbing case numbers in our country and in our state, and how desperately I want this pandemic to be over for all of our sakes, it's easy to feel completely and utterly overwhelmed, to hold my breath in anticipation of fight or flight. Loosen. You don't have to carry the weight of the world in your muscles and bones. Let go. Now, don't let go forever. You are needed for the healing of the world. But you don't have to carry everything all the time. This is what this song helped me learn. We can take turns. We can each take turns in the fight. And we can each take turns enjoying the world. A friend recently reminded me that our joy is a deep, powerful act of resistance to the evil and hard things in the world. And as we seek to expand access to that joy to everyone, that we can also find joy in that work. We can honor our own breath and deepen it and practice it and revel in the joy of breath. And we can also work for everyone to have the ability and right to breathe easily. They're not mutually exclusive, like the in-breath and the out-breath. We need both. We need to do our best to be a part of the healing of the world and to also take care of ourselves. Loosen. As we did a little while ago with Cindy, I'm going to invite you now into another different practice of breathing. And we hope that these will just give you options for you to do in your own time as well. So I invite you to settle in into your seat, get comfortable, and take a couple deep breaths. This time, we're going to take them both in and out through our nose. Breathing out through your nose provides a different physical effect as it does breathing out through your mouth. They both have their purposes, but I'm just offering you this method as another option to what Cindy offered you earlier. So we're going to go in through our nose for three. One, two, three, and back out through your nose. One, two, three. And now I'm going to invite you into practicing alternating tightness and looseness in our bodies. We're going to tighten on the in-breath and then loosen as we release the air from our lungs. In and out. Now, as you breathe in, raise your shoulders up. Tighten them. Feel the tightness in your shoulders and your neck. And then on the out-breath, let them fall. As you continue to breathe out, notice the feeling of the muscles as they loosen. Have you been holding them tightly all along? Another deep breath in and out. And now as you breathe in again, I want you to scrunch up your face. Feel the muscles tighten. And then on the out-breath, relax. Loosen your cheeks, your forehead, your jaw. In and out. And now on the in-breath, tighten your belly muscles. Scrunch down in your seat. And on the out-breath, loosen them. Notice as you breathe the power that your breath has over your physical sensations, your muscles, your nerves, your awareness. In through your nose and back out through your nose. Another breath in, this time tighten your legs and your feet, tighten, tighten. And then on the out breath, relax. Loosen. In and out. Allow the air to flow into your lungs. Imagine the oxygen traveling to each part of your sacred body. Your body, which like all bodies, is needed in this world. As you breathe in, allow the air to flow around and cleanse your heart, to fill your muscles and strengthen you for whatever comes next in your day. Holy breath and holy name, will you ease this pain? Loosen, loosen. You don't have to carry the weight of the world in your muscles and bones. Let go. Let go, let go. May it be so, and amen.